Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Sukkah Daf Chof Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 7 lines from the top of Daf Chof Zayin. You will notice a Mishnah. Before we begin the Mishnah, we glance at the side where we have a topic heading and in which we've written under the Nosei, Machloikis Reb Elazar v'Chachamim, we'll see a Tanaic controversy, Im Chayev Odom Lechol Shnei Sudois B'chol Yoim B'sukkah. Is there an obligation to eat 2 meals, or a minimum of 2 meals, every day of Sukkot? Sukkot is a 7-day holiday, so 2 meals a day would account for 14 meals. The Mishnah, Reb Elazar Omer Arba Asrei Sudois Chayev Odom Lechol B'sukkah. A person is obligated to eat 14 meals in the Sukkah. Achas B'yoyim V'achas B'layla. One is a daytime meal and the other is a nighttime meal. V'chachomim Omrim Ein L'dover Kitzva. There is no fixed amount. Chutz Milele Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Bilvad, with the exception of the first night of Sukkot, where that, even the Chachamim agree, is an obligatory meal. V'oid Omar Rebbe Elazar. Furthermore, Rebbe Elazar says, Mishaloi Ochal Lele Yom Tov HaRishon, someone who did not eat the first night of Sukkot, Gyashlim Lele Yom Tov HaAchron Shel Chag. He has a makeup time, and that makeup time is the night of the last day of Sukkot, which is also called the night of Shmini Atzeres. V'chachomim omrim ein lodover tashlumen. The Chachamim say, if you missed the first night, it's not something you can make up. V'al zen emar, and regarding this, the pasuk says, muvas lo yuchal liskoin v'chisoroin lo yuchal limonois. That which one messed up on cannot be repaired and cannot be made up. The topic heading accompanying this section of Gemara on the side under the Nosei reads, Mispar Sudos Shechayavim Lechol B'Sukkah, the number of meals that one is obligated to eat in the Sukkah. The Gemara, Mai Tai Mod Rebbe Elazar, what is the reason, the basis of Rebbe Elazar who said 14 meals? So he answers, Teshvu Ke'en Toduru. The Pasuk says, Basukos Teshvu Shivas Yomim. So the word Teshvu is a quote from the Pasuk, and it has to do with dwelling. So the Pasuk is telling us, Ke'en Toduru. Dwell in the Sukkah as you dwell at home. Ma Dira. Just like in one, as one lives at home, Achas Biyom V'Achas B'Layla, there's a main daytime meal and an evening meal. Af Sukkah Achas Biyom V'Achas B'Layla. So too, with regard to the Sukkah, there is a daytime meal and a nighttime meal as minimums. The Rabbanon who disagreed with Rebbe Elazar, what do they derive from the pasuk that said Teshuvu? So they say Kedira, the sukkah is to be like your dwelling. Ma dira iboy ochil iboy lo ochil. Just like when one is home, he can eat and he doesn't have to eat. It's optional. Eating is optional. Af sukkanami iboy ochil iboy lo ochil. So too with regard to the sukkah, it's a matter of option. Question, Ihochi afilu lele yom tov rishonami. So the Chachamim should say the same thing regarding the first night as well, namely, iboy ochil, iboy lo ochil, that it's optional. So to this we say, not so. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yehot Sadok. Rabbi Yochanan quotes Rabbi Shimon saying, Nemar kan chamishosor. It says here, with regard to Sukkot, the 15th, the Torah says that one is to celebrate Sukkot on the 15th of the month. And v'nemar chamisha asar b'chag ha-matzos. And regarding the holiday of Pesach, the Torah also refers to the 15th of the month. Ma lahalo on laylo harishon chova, Mikan ve'elech rishus, just like by Pesach, the first night is obligatory in the eating of matzahs, and the rest of the holiday is optional. Afkan, so too by Sukkah, Laila Horishon, Chova Mikan ve'elech rishus. The first night is obligatory, but from that point on, it is optional. The Hosom Min Olon, and thereby Chag HaMatzos by Pesach. How do you know the first night is obligatory? Omar Kro Bo Erev Tochlu Matzos. HaKosuv Kov Oy Choyva. The Posuk says, in the evening you shall eat matzah. The Posuk establishes, HaKosuv is the Posuk, the Torah establishes that night as obligatory. The Ode Omar Rabbi Eliezer. The Mishnah went on to say that one who, in other words, another point of Rabbi Eliezer is that one who didn't eat the first night can make it up on the night of Shemini Atzeres. The Gemara asks, how can you make it up on the night of Shemini Atzeres? Now, it should be understood that Shemini Atzeres is sometimes referred to as, you can see in the Mishnah, it's Leila Yom Tov. It's the Leila Yom Tov Achron. It's the evening of the end of the Yom Tov, or the last Yom Tov, but it, in a certain sense, Shemini Atzeres is also a holiday unto itself. And one manifestation of that is with regard to the holiday of Sukkot. On Shemini Atzeres, there is no eating in the Sukkah. And again, we're talking about in Eretz Yisrael, and we don't claim to mention anything in a practical halachic fashion in our Gemara markings Shiurim, but for the record, Shemini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael is a in a number of senses is a separate holiday, and Rabbi Eliezer is saying that there's a makeup on the night of Shemini Atzeres for the first meal that one may have missed of Sukkot. So the Gemara asks, how can Shemini Atzeres, according to Rabbi Eliezer, serve as a makeup? V'ha Amar Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Eliezer himself said, Arba Esrei Sudos Chayv Odom Lechol B'Sukkah Achas B'Yom V'Achas B'Layla. A person is obligated over the course of Sukkot to eat 14 meals in the Sukkah. And now you're telling me that Rabbi Eliezer says you can make up? How can you make up eating in the Sukkah when Shemini Atzeres is not a time in which one eats in the Sukkah? So let's look at Rashi a few lines up from here, a little less than halfway down. Rashi says, "V'homar Rabbi Eliezer, the adal and sudas chayev odom lechol basuka, v'kivin debiyom achron lo basuka yosef." Since on the last night, meaning the night of Shemini Atzeres, a person does not sit in the sukkah. V'im yoshav bo l'shem mitzvah over al baal toisef. And if one attempts to sit in the sukkah with a sukkah intention, a mitzvah sukkah intention on the night of Shemini Atzeres, he is in violation of the prohibition of baal toisef not to add mitzvahs. If the Torah doesn't obligate you and you then do it and consider it as obligatory, that is a sin. So, my hashlama de sukkah ikahacha. How is there any make up of that which you lost beforehand? In other words, if you lost that first meal in the sukkah, how can eating a meal on the night of Shemini Atzeres be a make up of that? You're not eating in the sukkah. Omar Bira, Omar Rav Ami. Bira is a name. So, Bira quotes Rav Ami and says, Chozar bo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer retracted. Now, what did he retract from? This is a machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, Rabbi Eliezer retracted from the requirement of 14 meals, and holds like the Chachamim that says, Ein l'dover kitzva. And if he wants to not eat the rest of Sukkot, he can. With the exception of the first night there, the Rebbe Eliezer now also holds, like the Chum, the first night is obligatory. What is the point of difference, though, between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim now? So Rashi explains, the point of difference is there a makeup for that first night that you missed? Tosfos, on the other hand, says that Rebbe Eliezer did not retract from the need to eat 14 meals. What Rabbi Eliezer retracted from is each one of the 14 meals being needed to be eaten in the sukkah. So this, the sukkah aspect is what he retracted from. meaning that if you miss the first night, the meal of the first night, well, that would reduce the number from 14 down to 13 meals that you would have eaten over Sukkos. So that number, that missed meal, can be made up. And as far as the need to make up the Sukkah aspect, that he retracted from. The Gemara continues. Mashlim b'mai. When it comes to that first night of, or that last night of, namely the night of Shmini Atzeres, which is the makeup night for Rabbi Eliezer, what does that mean? You make it up. You make up the lost meal. Ilemo berifta, that you have bread. How is eating bread on the night of Shmini Atzeres going to be a makeup? Suda diyoimei ka'ochil. That's the Suda of Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres itself is a holiday necessitating being kaveya suda, establishing a meal over bread. So if I'm going to eat bread on that night, I'm eating it as a Shmini Atzeres meal, not as a makeup meal for something that I missed out on the holiday of Sukkos. Elama yashlim. When Rebbe Lezer says you make it up, yashlim b'mine targima. Rashi gives a French word for that, but in the context of the Gemara, and actually there is a machlokes Rashi and Tosis as to what mine targima is. If you look at the bottom Rashi, the bottom Tosis for mine targima pirsh bekuntris, Tosis quotes Rashi's opinion as holding to go peros v'kisten v'kaflutos muvushalim, like different types of fruits and other cooked items. And he says, "V'ef shalomar kain d'ha rava masi perik shmini d'yoma d'peri lebo esukah." And Tosfos says you can't say like Rashi based on what Rava in Maseches Yoma says, and therefore he Tosfos himself concludes that the mine targima is meat and fish and other things that one eats with together with bread. So you have these two approaches, mine targima. Either it's fruits, cooked fruits, or it's fish and meat, something that you would eat along with bread. So we continue in the Gemara. Tanya Nami Hochi, we have a Tanaic source that supports this idea. Namely, that even if you're not establishing a separate meal, but you are adding mine targima, that is considered a way of making things up. Im hishlim b'mine targima yotza. As the source says, if he made up his lost meal through mine targima, he fulfills his obligation. Triangles appear, and on the side, under the Mivneh heading, Shelos, Shapatroipus, Agrippus, Shoal, S. Rebbe Lezer. We'll see questions presented to Rebbe Lezer by the king's Apotropus, the king's executor. Shoal, Apotropus, Shel, Agrippus, Amelech, S. Rebbe Lezer. So the Apotropus asks Rebbe Lezer the following. Kagon ani, she'eni rovi lecho elosudo achas b'yoyim. Someone like myself that eats only one meal a day, as opposed to the general population ate two meals a day, a night meal and a daytime meal, I eat only one meal a day. Mahu she'oichal suda achas ve'eftar. Can I, through eating one meal, fulfill my obligation? Rashi says, Mahu she'oichal suda achas b'yom basuka ve'eftar. So that the question that's being posed here would seem to be, according to Rashi, a question of the daily Sukkos obligation. And of course we're asking Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer originally said that there's a daily two-meal obligation. That's before Chozar Bo. So if you learn this discussion as referring to the original opinion of Rebbe Lezer, the original stance of Rebbe Lezer is that you're expected to eat two meals a day. The Apotropos is saying, well, what about someone like me that I ordinarily eat only one meal a day. Omar loy. So Rebbe Lezer answers, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, ato mamshich kama par prois l'chvoid atzmecha. Every day, granted you eat one meal a day, but in that one meal, do you not add a number of parparos. Rashi says, Mine ma'adanim, apoisun es b'nei ma'im liuslibo moshuch achar hapas v'yochal. Maybe in a loose translation we can say it's all kinds of condiments, things that people eat in the course of the meal to arouse their appetite to want to eat more bread. Very interesting. Rashi, where he says, liuslibo moshuch achar hapas v'yochal, where you should be drawn to the bread. This idea of being drawn to the bread shows in the time of the Gemara the centrality of bread in meals. People were koveh their suda over bread. Bread became a centerpiece of the meal, and everything else was there to, we'll say, accompany the bread. Or there were different kinds of tafshilim as well. But Rabbi Elazar is saying, as far as this executor is concerned, and his practice of eating one meal as opposed to two meals a day, Rabbi Elazar gives him an eitzah. He says, every day when you're eating, do you not have all kinds of additional condiments as opposed to eating some type of basic piece of bread and a glass of water? You add things. So, v'achshav, now, i'ato mamshich parperes achas lefod poncho, can you not add one additional item, parperes, one additional food item in honor of the Almighty? Now, this little discussion could possibly be understood also in the context of what does someone who eats one meal a day do in order to make up a lost meal. But that's a discussion exactly what the role of this incident with the apotropis and Rabbi Lezer is trying to prove. But as far as Rashi is concerned, it would seem that he's asking Rabbi Lezer, in terms of his basic shita that you're expected to eat two meals a day, is there a way for him to accomplish that? And Rabbi Lezer says, yes, there is a way for you to accomplish that by adding extra parparois. The Ode Sho'aloi, another question that the apotropos asked of Rabbi Lezer, Kegoin ani, sheyesh li shtei noshim, I have two wives, achas b'tveria v'achas b'tzipori. One lives in the city of Tveria, the other in the city of Tzipori. V'yesh li shtei sukos, and I have two sukkos, achas b'tveria v'achas b'tzipori. One in Tveria, the other in the city of Tzipori. And sukkos is a seven-day holiday. So ma'u she'etze me sukkah l'sukkah v'eftar. Can I sleep in one sukkah, eat and sleep in one sukkah today, and in the other sukkah, eat and sleep tomorrow? Omar Loi, Rabbi Eliezer answers, and we have to note that Rabbi Eliezer has a very specific, a unique opinion with regard to how to observe the mitzvah of sukkah. He says, Lo, you can't do that. You can't eat one day in one sukkah and another day in another sukkah. Shani Omer, because I hold, says Rabbi Eliezer, kol yotzei misukkah l'sukkah, a bitel mitzvos shel rishon. Anyone who travels from one sukkah to another sukkah, he neutralizes or voids the previous day's previous sukkah mitzvah that he was performing. Rashi, let's look at it together toward the bottom. Bitel mitzvos shel rishon afilu yomim she'avru alav kvar ibdon lemafrea. Even the days that have passed, he retroactively loses credit for them. V'eino mitzvah, and he doesn't get mitzvah credit. Rabbi Lezer's opinion is, and this will be the subject of the Gemara later on, that the sukkah mitzvah is fulfilled by being in one sukkah for 7 days. Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer. We continue to Omid Beis. Top of Omid Beis. Ein yoytzin misukkah l'sukkah. One is not to travel from one sukkah to another sukkah. Rashi at the top says, Ein yoytzin misukkah l'sukkah lechol bezu, v'lishon bezu, to eat in one sukkah and sleep in another sukkah. Oli hayoyim bezu u'mochor bezu, or today in one sukkah and tomorrow in another sukkah. Very basically, according to Rabbi Lezer, there's no splitting of the mitzvah of sukkah. One is supposed to eat and sleep in the same sukkah for all 7 days. V'ein oisin sukkah b'cholo shamoyed. Someone who did not observe the mitzvah of sukkah the first day, and he is gonna, he decides to build his sukkah anew. Starting his sukkah mitzvah in the middle of the holiday, so he is not to do so. Ein oisin sukkah b'chol shemoyed. V'chachomim omrim yoisin misukkah l'sukkah v'oisin sukkah b'chol shemoyed. The Chachamim disagree with Rebbe Elazar on both points, that you can travel from one sukkah to another, and you can make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. V'shovin shimnofla shechoyzer u'boyne v'chol shemoyed. V'shovin means they agree. It means even Rebbe Eliezer agrees that if one did make the sukkah on first, in other words, he had a sukkah for the first day of Yom Tov, and it fell down, so he can rebuild it on Chol HaMoed. That's why Rashi was very careful in the second line from the top, when he explains Shitas Rebbe Elazar, "Ein oisin sukkah b'chol shemoyed, it's mishelo yosha b'sukkah Yom Tov Rishon." Someone who didn't sit in the sukkah on the first day of Yom Tov. But if someone did, and the sukkah then fell down, so even Rebbe Elazar agrees, you can rebuild it on Chol HaMoed. My time of Rebbe Elazar, what's the basis of Rebbe Elazar that is insistent on sitting in the same sukkah for all 7 days? Omar kro, chag ha-sukkah istasa l'chol shivas yomim. That's the pasuk. Asei sukkah ho-re'uyo l'shiva. The pasuk is telling me, make a sukkah that is fit for 7 days. And when it says fit for 7 days, it means fit and used for 7 days. V'rabonan, hachikam arachmona. The Rabbanon respond and say, thusly the Torah is intending. Asei sukkah b'chag. When the Pasuk says, chag ha-sukkah istasa l'chol shivas yomim, means make a sukkah during Chol HaMoed. And as we saw before, even if you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah, or you weren't in one particular sukkah on Erev, on the first day of Yom Tov, comes Chol HaMoed, you can build a sukkah anew. In other words, this will be a sukkah that you did not sit in on the first day of Yom Tov. Vishavin, this is a quote from above. Vishavin, she'im nafla, if the sukkah that you had built before Yom Tov fell down, then shechoyzer u'boyne sebechol shema, you can rebuild it on Chol HaMoed. Then we ask pshita. That's obvious. If you had the sukkah on the first day of Yom Tov, it was already in place, and it fell down the Chol HaMoed, and you rebuild it that particular day, so I have, it's the same sukkah for 7 days. So why do we have to tell you that Rebbe Elazar will agree that if it fell down, you can rebuild it? Why would you think otherwise? By my rebuilding it, I'm going to be ensuring that I'll have the same sukkah for all 7 days. The Gemara explains why it's important for us to tell us that Rebbe Elazar agrees. Mal detemo hayachriti hiv eino l'shiva. You might have thought that this is something else, and it's not for 7 days. In other words, when Rebbe Elazar says that you can, if you had started with a sukkah at the beginning, and it fell down, now by rebuilding it, either rebuilding it or building a different sukkah, but we're dealing with someone that had observed the sukkah for the first day. So you might have thought that this is something else. This is achriti. It's something new. It's something different, and it's not going to be for 7 days. After all, if you're building it during Chol HaMoed, from Chol HaMoed to the end isn't 7 days. So Komash Malon, that's why it's important for us to dispel this Havamina, that this is considered a different sukkah, and it's not for seven, and there was room to think that Rebbe Elazar would say you're not going to be fulfilling your mitzvah with that. So we Komash Malon, we tell you that you do. Let's take a look at Rashi on the upper part of the narrow lines, the second narrow line, Pshita, when the source tells us that if it fell down, you can rebuild it. It seems to be obvious. The Gemara asks, "Daha sukkah shivahi? It's a 7-day sukkah." So Mao de Temo Hayachritihi, Rashi continues, the Eino Lishiva, you might have thought this is different and it's not for 7 days. Komashmalan Hoyo Vyoshav Bobiyontov Vizu Lahashlimhi. So we're telling you that since you sat in it on the first day of Yom Tov, and my rebuilding is simply to complete the 7 days, Sukkos Shiva Karina Bay. It's called a 7 day Sukkah. Shetashlumin the Rishona He. It's in order to continue and complete the full 7 days that were established by the fact that you started on the first day. You fulfilled the mitzvah Sukkah already on the first day. So, in simple terms, Rabbi Eliezer is objecting to someone building a sukkah that isn't at the beginning of Sukkos. In other words, a sukkah that isn't going to be used for 7 days. However, a sukkah that you initially built with the intention of it being there for 7 days, and it happened to fall down, there Rabbi Eliezer does not object to its being rebuilt, or it seems even building another sukkah to help you complete the 7 days that you started with. Tanya, Reb Lezer Omer, Kishem Shein Odom Yoitze Yudei Chavoso B'Yom Tov Rishon Shochag B'Lulovo Shochavero. Just like a person does not fulfill his lulav obligation by using his friend's lulav, in other words, a borrowed lulav is on the first day of Yom Tov is not acceptable. Dichtiv, the pasuk says, "Ulekachtem lochem b'yoyim rishon b'yitz hodor kapois tamarim," which the pasuk says, "You shall take lochem on the first day the arba saminim, the four varieties through which I'm yotzei mitzvahs lulav." The word lochem appeared in that pasuk, which we dashed underline, and we learn from that, "Mi shel lochem," that the lulav that you are taking, the lulav and the hadasim, aravas, and esrog, they must be your own, not belonging to others, not something that you borrowed from others. So kach, on the same basis, ein odom yotzi yedei chavoso b'sukkos shechavero. A person does not fulfill, according to Rabbi Eliezer, does not fulfill the mitzvah sukkah by dwelling in his friend's sukkah. Tichtiv, chag ha-sukkos tase l'choshivas yomim. And the word l'cho we dashed underline, which we take to mean mi shelocho, must be built from your own possessions. The sukkah, like the lulav, must be something that you own. V'chachomim omrim, the chachomim disagree. They see a contrast. Afalpi she'omru ein odom yotzi yedei chavoso b'yom tov harishon b'lulavo shechavero. Even though with regard to the lulav, the chachomim tell us you cannot use a borrowed lulav. However, you can fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah even if it's not your own sukkah. Dichtiv, the pasuk says, "Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu basukos." And we learn from this pasuk, "Melamed shekol Yisrael ruim leishet basukkah achas." This tells me that in theory, all of the Jewish people could fulfill their mitzvah in one sukkah. So if you think about it, all the Jewish people in one sukkah, how much of the sukkah can any one person actually own? It would be worth less than a shoveh pruta. And yet I'm sitting in a sukkah that I don't have any ownership over. And yet I fulfill the mitzvah, as the pasuk says, Kol Ezrach of Yisrael, Yeshu Basukos. The Gemara asks, Rabbanan Hai L'cho Mai Darshibe, what did the Rabbanan learn from the L'cho word that we saw above? Where Rabbi Eliezer learned, Chag HaSukkos Tase L'cho Shivas Yomim, it has to be your own. The Rabbanan said, based on Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshu Basukos, it doesn't have to be your own. So what did the Chachamim learn from the L'cho, the possessive word there? Mai Darshibe, what do they derive from that? Answer, Miboy Alei Lim'ute Gezula. L'cho, you shall dwell in your own sukkah, means not in a stolen sukkah. Avos she'ula, but with regard to something borrowed, k'siv kol ho'ezrach. We have that other pasuk ho'ezrach indicating that borrowed is okay. For Rebbe Lezer, hi kol ho'ezrach mai ovid lei. What does Rebbe Lezer do with the kol ho'ezrach pasuk that showed us till now that you fulfill sukkah even if you're not an owner of it? Rebbe Lezer says you have to be the owner of the sukkah. Miboyalei, he needs this pasuk of Kol HaEzach Yisrael, Leger Shinizgayer Beintayim, for a person that converted to Judaism on Chol HaMoed, in the middle of Sukkot, the Katan Shinizgadel Beintayim, and a minor that developed his pubic hairs, where they came forth on Chol HaMoed. Namely, now, these are people that will be obligated in the mitzvah of Sukkah from that point onwards, even though they are not going to be having a 7-day Yom Tov. So that's the chiddush according to Rebbe Lezer, who up till now said a Sukkah is of no value unless you're going to sit in it for all 7 days. These people will be obligated in the Sukkah, even though for them it's not 7 days. V'rabbanon, where do they learn Ger Shinis Gair and Kof Shinis Gadol from? So the Gemara explains, Kevon Shamru Oisin Sukkah B'cholo Shalmoyed, since the Rabbanon held you can build a Sukkah on Cholamoyed for someone who was already someone who was obligated in the midst of Sukkah and didn't do the midst of Sukkah, yet he can make a Sukkah on Cholamoyed and from that point on fulfill his mitzvah. Therefore, for these people, the Kotan and the Gershon is Gair, lo it's the Rikhra. I don't need a separate source. And Rashi says that if for someone who was obligated and didn't do the mitzvah from the beginning, yet has the option or has the obligation of making the Sukkah from that point on, so Kol Shekein, someone who wasn't even obligated at the beginning of Sukkot, can make a Sukkah during Chol HaMoed and fulfill the balance of the holiday with that Sukkah. So the Chachomim don't need a moker for Ger Shinizgayer and the Koton Shinizgadel, whereas Rabbi Lezer uses the Pasuk of Kol Ezrach for that purpose. On the other hand, the Rabbanon used Kol Ezrach to tell us that the Sukkah does not have to be your own. Maisev Rabbi Loi, Shoholach Lahakbil Pnei Rabbi Lezer Raboi Belud Boregel. There's an incident where Rabbi Loi went to greet his teacher, Rabbi Eliezer, in the city of Lud, on the holiday. Omar Loi, Rabbi Eliezer says, Eloi, Eincha Mishoivse Horegel. You are not observing the holiday. In other words, by traveling from wherever Rabbi Loi lived to his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, on the holiday, he was in violation of the mitzvah of observing the holiday. Shehoyer Rabbi Lezer Omer. Rabbi Lezer was known to say, Meshabeach ani eso atzlonim, I have praise for the lazy. She'ein yoitzin mi boteim beregel. They don't leave their houses during the holiday. Dichtiv, v'somachto ato uveisecho. That you are supposed to be at home, creating simcha, or experiencing simcha together with your wife. Now, this term, I praise the lazy, the point here is that even those who are immobile or aren't moving, not because of their concern of fulfilling the mitzvah of staying at home for the holiday, but simply they're lazy. Even those people deserve praise, because at least through their laziness, they will end up fulfilling my perception of how holidays are to be observed. So as far as Rabbi Eliezer is concerned, holidays are not the time for traveling from one place to another. There's more to say on that, but we'll see that as we go on in the Gemara. So therefore, Rabbi Loi, who left his home to greet and meet Rabbi Eliezer in the course of the holiday, was violating Rabbi Eliezer's opinion as to how holidays are to be observed. The Gemara asks a question. Aini, is Rabbi Eliezer's behavior objectionable? After all, what did he do? He went to greet his Rebbe on the holiday. And we see, and there's a long question we see here. Aini, is that so that Rabbi Loi was behaving objectionably? From where do you know that a person is obligated to meet, to greet his teacher on the holiday? Shinemar, Madua at Hilechas Elov, Hayoim Loi Chodesh Velo Shabbos. The husband of the Isha Shunamis, which is a passage in the Tanakh, the husband asked his wife, why are you going to greet the prophet when today is not Chodesh and it's not Shabbos, it's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos? You can infer from the way he spoke to her, though, Michlal de Bechodesh v'Shabbos Mechayevinish, like Buli Ape Rabbi. If it would have been Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos, then it was a time that one should greet his teacher. So the question is, as we said, why was Rabbi Eliezer objecting to Rabbi Loi when there is a mitzvah to come and greet one's teacher? The Gemara answers, Lo Kashia, there is no problem or contradiction here. If it's a daytime journey, in other words, you can go and come within the same day, so Rabbi Eliezer will acknowledge that there is a mitzvah lak b'pnei rabbi. However, if it's not a case of going and coming back on the same day, that's what Rabbi Eliezer was objecting to. As we go on in the Gemara, we have a nosei mivneh heading on the side. We use a crown shape to highlight shnei maisim im Rabbi Eliezer sheshavas begolil ha'elyon. See this incident and the following incidents marked with this crown. You'll see the common point is that they feature Rabbi Eliezer spending Shabbos in Golil Elyon, the Upper Galilee. In the Tanaic source that we'll be seeing here, we have a diamond marking. They are Shlavim B'Sipur Bikuro Rabbi Eliezer B'Sukkoso Shel Yochanan Rabbi Eloi. There will be stages in the story that will develop. From this story, we've added on the side, Mehasipur Roim Tchunas Rabbi Eliezer. From this story, we're going to see a characteristic of Rabbi Eliezer. Shelo Omar Dover Shelo Shoma Vipi Rabo. His behavior was such that he didn't say over things that he didn't hear from his teacher. So that Rabbi Eliezer was a central link, if you will, in the Mesorah, Mesiras HaTorah, where that which you heard from the previous generation, that's what you say over to others. Another point, we're going to have part of our discussion later will be Bekisui Nosaf al Schach, an additional covering on the Schach, the Sugyas Tesefes al Oel Aroi B'Shabbos. And the issue concerns adding to a pre-existing structure on Shabbos. In this case, when we speak about a pre-existing structure, the original structure itself was an Oel Aroi, a temporary type structure, i.e. the Sukkah. Of course, it goes without saying that we're assuming that you know that acts of construction of building on Shabbos and Yom Tov are forbidden. What about adding a sheet or a covering to that which has already been built? Is that a problem as well? So we continue now in the Gemara, second to last narrow line. Torah Rabbanon, Maisa Rebbe Elazar Sheshavas Begol Helion B'Sukkoso Shel Yochanan Rebbe Loi B'Kesari. An incident involving Rebbe Elazar that spent Shabbos in the Sukkah of Yochanan Rebbe Loi in a place called Kesari. V'Amrilah B'Kesarion. Another version of the name is Kesarion. So we have Rebbe Eliezer sitting in the sukkah. He's being hosted by this gentleman, Yochanan Rebbe Loi. V'higia chama l'sukkah. And the sun started to, in its shining, reached the sukkah. And sun creates heat. So the sun is getting very close to overhead. So it reaches the sukkah. Omar lo, Yochanan asks, Mahu she'efrois olal sadin. Can I spread over the top of the sukkah to create shade? Can I do that? Is there any problem of Moisif al Oyel Aroi, of adding to a temporary type structure. Is that what is, would that be forbidden here? Omar Loi, Rabbi Lezer responds, and you'll see that his response has nothing, seems to have nothing to do with the questions posed to him. In other words, he was seemingly avoiding that which he was asked. And so what does he say? Omar Loi, Rabbi Lezer says, Ein l'cha kol shevim shevim Yisrael shelo hemid mimenu shofet. There is none of, there is no one amongst the tribes of Israel that at one point or another a judge certainly came from them. Higia chamo l'chatzi hasukkah. The sun reaches halfway, half across the sukkah. Omar lo, Sir Yochanan says, Mao shefro soleo sadin. Same question as we saw in the previous stage. Can I cover the sukkah with a sheet? And again, Rabbi Lezer does not answer directly. He says, "Ein l'chol kol shevim shevim Israel." There is no tribe from amongst Israel. Shelo yotzim imenu neviim, that there didn't come forth from a tribe prophets. That every tribe produced prophets along the way, people of prophetic capabilities. Shevet Yehuda Binyamin Hamidu Melochim Alpi Nevi'im. The tribes of Yehuda and Binyamin produced kings that were established through prophets. Specifically, Shmuel Hanavi, he installed into office Shaul and David. Higia Chamal Amargloisiv Shel Reb Lezer. The sun is continuing in its heavenly movement, and now it reaches the feet of Reb Lezer. Knows the sunlight is being shown in, shines into the sukkah, hitting Reb Lezer's feet. Notal Yochanan Sadin Upireis Aleha. So Reb Yochanan took a sheet and Pireis Aleni, spread it over the sukkah. Hifshu Reb Lezer Talisa Lachor Viyotza. Upon seeing this, Reb Lezer gets up, slings his talus, his garment over his over his shoulder, if you will, slinging it over his back, and leaves. Loi mipnei shefligu bedvarim. That which you saw, Rebbe Lezer changed the topic when he was asked the question. He started talking about something else. It's not because he was trying to avoid the answer. Rashi says toward the end of the narrow lines, Lo pnei shefligu bedvarim, ma sheisil dover acher lo efligu imenu v'litchoiso shelo lelamdo Torah niskaven. It wasn't as if Rabbi Lezer was trying to push him off and not teach him Torah. That wasn't what Rabbi Lezer was doing. He was trying to push off Rabbi Loi. As Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Loi wasn't trying to push off his questions. So Elo, so why did he give these kind of unusual responses that we have highlighted in that was highlighted in the source? Elo nay shelo Omar Dover shelo Shoma mipi Rabo liolam. He Rabbi Lezer never said over anything that he didn't hear from his teachers. So that as far as the sheet spreading over the sukkah is concerned, Rabbi Lezer did not hear his teachers talk about that. And we said before, that topic is called being Moisif al Oyel Aroi, adding to that which is already a temporary structure. The Gemara continues, Hechi Ovid Hochi. Very simple question. How could, of all people, Rebbe Lezer spend time outside the sukkah? It said here he spent time outside, namely outside his own sukkah. Rebbe Lezer, after all, said that you don't fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah unless you spend 7 days in your own sukkah. So let's read this now again in the Gemara. Hechi ovid hachi, ve'omar Rebbe Lezer ein yoytzin misukkah l'sukkah. Rebbe Lezer himself says you don't travel from one sukkah to the other. The Gemara says, Regel Achir Havoi. It wasn't the holiday of Sukkot. Hey, that was a big trick. We read the source, we thought we were talking about the holiday of Sukkot. It said, B'sukkaso sheyochanan berbaloi. The Gemara here is revealing to us it was another holiday. You can imagine if it's hot in your home, you want a little breeze or fresh air, so people will eat outside, and they're not going to eat in the open sun, but rather they eat in some type of hut. And that's what the term sukkah in this source is referring to. It's referring to a hut, and therefore there was no obligation to be in that sukkah for 7 days. It wasn't the holiday of sukkahs to begin with. The Gemara continues, V'ha'omar Rabbi Elazar, V'ha'omar Rabbi Elazar, M'shabeach ani es ha'atzlonim shein yoytzen mi'boteim b'regel. That Rabbi Elazar praised the people who were lazy, that didn't leave their houses on any of the holidays. They stayed at home. So the question again is, how could, of all people, Rabbi Elazar spend time away from home? The Gemara answers, Shabbos Havoi, it was Saturday, it wasn't a holiday. We were kind of like misled up till this point. We thought we were talking about the holiday of Sukkot, and then we thought we were talking about holidays, and it turns out we're not talking about this nor that, but rather we're talking about Shabbos, which isn't the holiday, hence the Pasuk obligating one to stay at home has no relevance. That's a Yom Tov Pasuk, not a Shabbos Pasuk. The Gemara asks, V'tifshot lei midideh, why couldn't Rabbi Eliezer, when asked the question about the sheet, why could he not have answered from his own teaching that it's usur? Disnan, the source says, Pekak hachalon. Pekak hachalon is a type of plate, or it's a window covering that one inserts into the window frame to shut it. So the pekak hachalon, it's again, we say it's a type of plate or board. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Bizman shikoshu v'toli pokikin bo. When the pekak hachalon is tied to the windowsill or to the wall in which you have the window that it's going to be used for. So when it's kashur v'toloi, it's tied and it's suspended. It's not on the ground. And it's there all the time. So that could be used to seal the window. The imlav, if it's not kashur v'toloi, then you cannot use it as a pekak hachalon. Ain poking and bow, you don't close up the windows. Now Rashi says at the bottom, he says, poking and bow, kevon de mesukon the oimei l'kach, since it's been set up and reserved for this, ain ze lo bonev lo mosif, by using the pkaka halon and to seal up the window with it is not a problem. V'im lav ein pokikin, Rashi goes on to say, if it's not kosher v'toloi, it's not allowed. The moisif hu al stimas oyel. By putting in this pekaka halon, you're completing the sealing up of the wall, of the oil, of the structure. So our question is, regarding the sheet, could Rabbi Elazar not have answered from his own teaching? Namely, the pekaka chalon, Rabbi Elazar says, when it's kosher v'tol, you can use it. V'im lav ain poking bo, and the chachamim omrim bein kach u bein kach pokikin. But we want to emphasize shitas Rabbi Elazar right now. Rabbi Elazar before avoided answering the question regarding the sheet. When here you have Rabbi Elazar's shita regarding pekaka chalon, which is very clear. The Gemara answers hosam, and we're at the top of the chof chesom and aleph. Hosam, in the case of the pekaka chalon, which Rabbi Elazar answers, unless it's kosher v'toloi. If it's kosher, if it's tied and it's dragging on the floor, it's usur. Why? Because he's mevatel. He leaves it there. The pekaka chalon, he'll put into the window frame and leave it there. That makes it a type of serious binyan. This is, of course, in contrast to the sheet that you put on the top of the sukkah. Everyone knows that you're not going to leave the sheet on the top of the sukkah forever. Eventually you're going to be taking it off. So therefore, even though Rebbe Lezer was certain that the pkakach alone would be usur, but that's because it's a more permanent type of building. Whereas here, where it's less permanent, it's much more temporary, it could be, there's room for Rebbe Lezer to have allowed it. Though he didn't hear about it, and therefore he remained silent. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.